The WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Caldwell County Tigers made the trip to McCracken County last night. Had a pretty good first half, but ended up dropping that one 43-7 to the Mustangs. So Caldwell County still searching for that first win of the season, but another game coming up next week. Christian County comes to Tiger Stadium for a Thursday night game next week. Good morning, everyone. This is Todd Griffin on Saturday Morning Quarterback, joined by Caldwell County coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley this morning. And Coach McClung, a pretty good showing in the first half for you guys last night. You had said earlier you wanted to move the chains, started getting some first downs, and try to build some momentum on offense, and I think you guys did that in the first half.
Yeah, we had some positive things last night. You know, the score didn't end up the way we wanted it, but we moved the ball. We ran the ball well in the first half. We were able to – our passing game improved, so the turnovers are really what hurt us last night, because I really think you take away the turnovers, we probably played well enough to win. Defensively, you know, we had some bad drives and some good drives, but, you know, that's still also a work in progress. But I really feel like reflectively looking back at the game, if you watch the film, we moved the ball about as good as they did. They're a good football team. They have a winning record, and we came out and played hard throughout the whole game. So I'm pretty proud of how the kids played, and we just need to keep being better.
Yeah, one key play there in the first half, the kickoff that we didn't get on, and it was a 14-7 game at that point. You'd just gone down and scored the previous drive, so had some hopes you could go right back down and answer, but we don't get on it. They do. Ends up being a quick score for them. I think they took over at about the 17, so that really puts the defense in the hole, and it went from being a 7-7 game to a 21-7 game pretty quick.
Yeah, and then, you know, that just the timing of that was terrible. You know, they scored twice in about a minute and a half after we had just tied it. Kids were super excited after we scored. We tied the game. I think that made them feel like, hey, we can come out here and compete. And then so we gained some momentum, and then we turn around and give it away. So those are the mistakes that young football teams make that they can't afford to make. And, you know, we can't make those kind of mistakes and expect to overcome it every time. We're not there yet. We're not a good enough football team to make a crucial mistake and be able to make it up. So, you know, we have to avoid those at all costs.
Jeff, defense really had its hands full last night with that McCracken County offense.
Yeah, I think if you kind of look, we got some key stops. I mean, you know, we were tied 7-7, so we had kind of stopped them a couple times and had some confidence going into some things. And, you know, you just kind of get in, like you said, you kind of get put in a hole a little bit and give up a score. And then, you know, I think they kind of made a couple adjustments, kind of found some things that they liked and matchups that they liked and kind of took advantage of them.
I think they only ran the ball three times in the first half, so they were really working on their passing game first.
Yeah, I think they probably felt like that they had some, you know, they have a good little receiver, number 14, and a couple other kids they like to get the ball through the passing game. I think they kind of felt like that's where they could, you know, make some things happen, and, you know, they were able to some. And, you know, we kind of got lost in coverage a couple times, but those are, you know, we've talked about it, just you make a mistake and you have to learn from your mistake, and there's a technique to it, and you just got to keep repping it until the technique becomes automatic. You don't have to think about it, and you get a call, and you just execute the call. And we're just not quite there yet in our growing pains, and we're learning, and it's experience, and hopefully that experience will pay off in the future when we can eliminate some of those things.
Yeah. Thought their quarterback did a good job of delivering the football to the receivers. It seemed like we had them third down, fourth down a couple of times, and just he would make a big play.
Yeah, he. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, He's good. He threw the ball well. I don't think, you know, he doesn't have a spectacular. You don't say spectacular stuff, but he executes our offense really well. Yeah, he's got a couple weapons he can get the football to. 14's kind of an over the top threat, and then they had some other guys that they didn't make a lot of mistakes in dropping the football, and they made catches, and, you know, it seemed like they'd make catches. They were contested. They would come up with the ball. We would hit them pretty good, and they held on at times, and, you know, those things move the chains and keep you on the field offensively.
Aaron, you guys made some changes on the offensive side of the football. Saw some of it last week, but felt like the team was a little more comfortable running the offense last night.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I felt like all during the week of practice that I felt like they were going to be better. You know, we had another week of getting our young quarterbacks experience. I thought they had moved forward some, and we moved Luke Parker to receiver, and he's going to be a really good receiver. He's got a lot of natural talent there. It's a lot less stress on him from the quarterback position. And I thought he would have a big game, and he did. You know, he had 7 catches. I thought Eli Stevens did a good job catching the ball in traffic and getting positive yards. I thought the offensive line played really well. You know, McCracken's big, probably the biggest team we've played so far. We were able to run it at him. We were running zone and counter right at him, and even throughout the game we ran the ball on him real well. It's just we just committed a bunch of turnovers. So, you know, I felt pretty positive about how offensively. I think we converted 3 or 4 fourth downs.
Yeah,
and you know that's big. I mean if you have to go for it on fourth down and you're converting those, that says a lot about, you know, the character and the competitiveness of your team. So I was pretty happy with that.
Had 2 quarterbacks last night that combined for 155 yards passing. Luke had 7 catches for 59 yards and just missed a couple of balls that would have been big plays.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's another thing that the more experience we get, the more success we experience, the better we'll get at making those plays. But there were some competitive – there were some balls that were, you know, thrown that were up for grabs that we caught a couple of them, and a few of them that we had a chance to catch them and didn't come down with them. But, you know, at least we're getting those opportunities. You know, I told the kids, you know, we turn the ball over a bunch, and that's something that we want to fix. But part of the reason we turn the ball over is because we were on offense a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, and you're on offense a lot more, you're probably going to make a few more mistakes. So that's just a byproduct of giving yourself more opportunity, but you got to try to eliminate those and not have those negative plays.
I think we only punted once last night, so, you know, to me that's a positive sign. At least you're putting yourself in position where if you had a fourth down, you could at least try to go for it.
That is a positive. We didn't punt, and, you know, there's probably a couple times we should have punted, but, you know, you're playing a non-district game and you're 0-4, and I'm over there thinking, well, we got to lose, you know. You know, we're out here to try to win this game, and most of the time it paid off to go for it, and you know, it gets kids fired up, and you know, you got to take chances when you got a losing streak. You got to take chances to try to do something to create energy and try to win a game.
Well, like I said on the broadcast last night, when you're 0-4 and you're down 21-7, you can't hold anything back.
No, why? What are you holding it back for? It's not the time to be conservative.
Yeah. Like my water boy reference there, right? Not Dan Fouts, but a water boy reference. But yeah, you know, again, it just seemed like everybody was a lot more comfortable with what they were doing. And, of course, Luke got popped one time deep down the middle, and I wondered if he remembered that from his days as a wide receiver before.
Well, it was a pretty good hit when he got hit, and then it was a pretty good hit when he hit the turf because, you know, he jumped up high to go get the ball, and 2 guys hit him, so it kind of took his legs out from under him, and the first thing that hit the ground was his back. So he's a tough kid, and he's a competitor. And, you know, at halftime he was a little shook up, but came back and played hard and had a good game for us.
Well, and with him at receiver now, he gets to play a little more defense too, Jeff.
Yeah, Luke's such a good athlete that having him on the field, and, you know, sometimes we protect our quarterbacks from injury a little bit, and, you know, you know, you get a little coaching at quarterback on the sideline, but, you know, having him in the secondary and having his athleticism to be able to kind of, you know, just kind of take the weight off your shoulders and just go play is a big deal. Because anytime you can put, you know, a kid as tough and as athletic as he is on the field, that's going to give you a chance. And, you know, we hope that'll pay dividends later on. And, you know, I think he probably had to kind of, you know, at quarterback, you don't have to run all those routes and make all those cuts. And you know, I think he was feeling that a little bit sometimes during the game. But overall, he's just a kid. He just said, hey, I'll do whatever the team needs me to do. And he came out and he battled. And, you know, we saw some positive things. And I think we may be on to something there.
Yeah, with him back at receiver, though, there's a lot more chance of me calling him Oliver than there was when he was a quarterback.
Well, I don't know. He'll take it pretty well, but that probably motivates him to play. I'm sure getting the big brother reference is one of those things that kind of is just like, oh, okay, all right, I got to go play now.
But with Luke back at receiver, that leaves a couple of young kids playing quarterback. And when you look at some of the passes last night that were just off a little bit, ideally, would you prefer that those be delivered just a little bit quicker?
Yeah, and that's just something that they're going to get – They're going to learn with experience. You know, both of them are growing. Both of them are solid football players. They're relaxed, but, you know, they don't understand how important timing is and how important all the little things are yet. But they'll get there. Both of them are eager to learn. And, you know, they're just a little wet behind the ears, you know. It takes time to be a good quarterback. And they gotta watch a lot of film and they got to study. Not just watch the film. They have to study the film. And they may need to go back and look at old film of some of our old quarterbacks and how quick they get the ball out. But they'll get there.
Both quarterbacks made some plays last night. A little different styles. I think Jack Roach is more of a run-you-over kind of guy. And Daylon's going to give you a little move and try to juke you and get by you.
Yeah, they're both good in different dimensions. And I really feel like they both earned the chance to get out there and play. And, you know, I'm not against playing two quarterbacks. And, you know, until one just really separates himself from the other one. You know, I think both kids are good kids and deserve the opportunity. So that's what we're going to roll with right now. You know, Daylon's a little more athletic and runs around. He's a lefty, and Jack has a little quicker release, and he's a more of a downhill runner. Both of them throw the ball well enough to give us a chance to win. So we're going to keep giving those kids opportunities and trying to get the ball down the field.
Yeah, thunder and lightning.
Yeah. There's no doubt, though, that the offense is progressing because you look at last night, 15 first downs for the team, 268 yards, and we'd been struggling in both of those areas.
Yeah, that's big. Not getting three and outs is big. Offensive line has gotten better. You know, they're young too. A lot of people don't realize that they're a young group, and they're really improving. They're starting to gel. You know, we're not running complicated things offensively, run game wise. We're pretty simple up front. So when you see a group of guys function as a unit. And, boy, you know, they had 300-pounders on their defensive line, big, strong kids. And you know, we're running downhill. We're running right at them. That's encouraging.
I was going to say, one thing McCracken County did have was some big guys up front.
They are. They were really big. When I walked across the field at the coin toss, and I'm looking at two linemen that are as big as me, yeah. I'm like, oh, wow. It's good. They got their face all painted all black and – you know, I thought we may be in for a long night, but I mean, our kids did not back away from them. They were physical too. They weren't just big; they were big, yeah. Physical kids. But you know, our kids competed with them, and I was proud of them.
Well, Jeff, sometimes you look at the final score, and it's 43-7, and everybody thinks, "Well, there we go again." But it was a 7-7 game midway through the second quarter.
Yeah, I think our kids come out ready to play, and I think they got a little confidence as the game went on. I think you get a stop and move the ball a little bit. You know, I think they just kind of, you know, felt like that they could play with this group, and they battled. And, you know, we, like you said before, if we handle the kickoff there at the end of the quarter, and, you know, can go down and punch that in, or, you know, even just get a drive and, you know, keep them out of the end zone, and, you know, 14-7 at halftime, we're in a pretty good spot right there. And, you know, so 21-7 and the momentum switch, you know, the kids, they kind of duck their head a little bit and come out, and then they come out and got after us a little bit offensively there to go up 28-7 to kind of start the half. And, you know, that first possession of the next half is always super important, and they outplayed us that possession, and, you know, I think it kind of led to some second half woes. But, you know, we're encouraged by our first half. We're encouraged by the fact that our kids are competing and we're physical and, you know, went and made plays. We're encouraged by what happened offensively. We're encouraged by, you know, getting some guys some experience. Now we just got to learn to put those two quarters together and make that three quarters and eventually get to four. And when you start doing that, you start giving yourself a chance to win some ball games.
Aaron, I think we've won the coin toss, what, 4 out of 5 weeks now? And you kind of bucked the trend last night by taking the football.
I did. I was tired of our defense going first and them scoring on the first drive. And then a lot of our guys on defense play offense, so when we go on offense, we're tired. So we decided to go a different direction and give our offense the ball first. And, you know, when you're on four, you start looking for things to change up. Todd, you know, anything you think you might give you an edge. I wore shorts last night. I haven't wore shorts in a game yet this year. So I'm looking for anything I can find to turn us around.
Jeff, maybe it's the uniform combination. Can we find the right one?
Yeah, well, the only thing we haven't done so far is blue on blue. So maybe that's what we need to break out next. Get the old, get a little throwback action.
Tigers falling last night down at McCracken County. First ever meeting with the Mustangs. Next week, Christian County comes to town, and it is Thursday night. That game got moved. It's still homecoming, but Christian County will be at Tiger Stadium next Thursday. We're at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton this morning for Saturday Morning Quarterback. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more with the Caldwell football coaches after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
KFC Princeton, offering their amazing fried chicken and all the fix-its. You can dine in or call your order for pickup inside or use their convenient drive-thru. Your local KFC is located on the Marion Road in Princeton. Whether you enjoy a quick lunch or take dinner home or maybe take something to a friend in need, they're always ready to help. They're also looking for team members at KFC. Ask about becoming a member of their team. KFC on the Marion Road, where they appreciate your support and they are Princeton strong.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers, Preston Burrell and Cole Wyatt, as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore at Joiner Hardware on Main Street in Princeton.
Hi, this is Allie Coleman with First Southern National Bank, here to share about our new Fab Lanes. We are excited that this new technology allows us to offer quicker transactions, extended hours, and shorter wait times for our customers. You can now access many banking features from the comfort of your car, while a live teller delivers the same high level of exceptional customer service we've offered for the last 40 years. Come experience a new way to bank with us. For more information, visit fsnb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Back on Saturday Morning Quarterback at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Caldwell County coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. Caldwell County playing McCracken County tough for a half last night. Game kind of got away from us in the second half, though, as McCracken County ended up winning that one 43-7. Mustangs now 3-2 on the season. Caldwell County 0-5, but got Christian County coming in next Thursday. And Coach McClung, how does playing a Thursday game affect your preparation for that contest?
Well, we dropped our JV game this week because we really need to have our we really need to get our normal Tuesday and Wednesday practices in. So with a game on Thursday, because we got to have everybody to practice, so we're going to have our normal Tuesday practice on Monday. Our normal Wednesday practice will be on Tuesday, and then we'll have a pregame practice on Wednesday. So we kind of lose a day of rest. You know, usually we just watch film, and then the guys that don't play JV just go out and run a little bit. So we're going to lose that day, and we'll lose our Monday practice, and we'll get our Tuesday and Wednesday practices in. So, you know, we got to push things up a little bit, but it'll be all right. Kids are fairly healthy. You know, we had some nicks during the game last night, and then kids were able to play through it. So that was encouraging to see kids playing through nicks and injuries. But that's our adjustments for this week.
I cannot remember a Thursday night game at Tiger Stadium. I remember us playing some Thursday games. Jeff, do you remember a Thursday home game?
We haven't played a Thursday home varsity football game since I've been here, and that's, what, 03. So I don't remember. Of course, you would know more about before then than I, but of course, we played a bunch of middle school games on Thursday night, and there's a year we played some freshman games, but I don't remember a home varsity game on a Thursday.
Now, we've had some Saturday games out here. And I know we've played some Thursday games on the road, but I just can't remember a Thursday home game.
I don't know that we've played a Thursday game on the road since we've been here.
I can't remember a Thursday game.
Now, we've played some Saturdays for sure for various reasons, but I don't know the Thursday. I don't know. It's a unique situation.
Yeah. Wanted to throw out another stat for everybody, though. We were talking about the quarterbacks earlier. Jack Roach also had 12 tackles last night, so it's a pretty good night when you can play quarterback and lead the team at tackles.
I guess he's feeling it a little bit this morning.
Some interesting scores last night as we checked the scoreboard. Christian County played Marion, Illinois, and dropped a 55-38 decision. I think Marion had the upper hand in that one all along, but Christian County able to put some points on the board.
Well, I haven't seen Marion, but they're a system team, or they used to be. We used to go to camp with them all the time. There's some pretty good guys over there, and that's a big school in Illinois, and they're a solid football program. So it didn't surprise me to see them score that many points. Marion's usually pretty good. So
I think Christian County has struggled a little bit this season. They did get the big win over Hoptown in the crosstown rivalry, but I think outside of that, they've kind of struggled a little bit.
Well, they have three or four exceptionally good athletes over there. One of the kids used to play over here. He's really good. Another their quarterback is their basketball coach's son. He's really good. And they have a Northington kid, plays running back, I think, and he's really good. I think their numbers are down over there. So I think I haven't seen them on film yet. We haven't made the exchange. But I think they'll be – have some really athletic kids. Usually they're really physical group. So we'll see what they look like on film.
I wonder if they're still on pace to consolidate over there for next year.
Supposed to be. Next year we'll get to play the Christian County Tigers.
Yeah, that'll be weird. I really wish they would have stayed with their original plan to be the Wolf Pack. I wanted Caldwell County to be the only Tigers in the area. I mean, we still got Murray and those teams, but in the second region, it'd be nice to have been the only Tigers around. Here's a score that I found interesting last night. Final score, Webster County 64, Trigg County 48.
Yeah, I kind of like to see that. We threw 7-on-7 with Webster County this summer, and they have a new coach, Eddie Milam. He's a really good guy, so I like to see him going and getting the win. That's a big district game, and Trigg's a future opponent for ours. So, I like to see that score.
Yeah. Did Webster County bring the tires out for that one? Do you reckon any lineman drills?
Maybe they paid off for them a little bit. I do know that I think Webster County broke out. I think, was it this game that they broke out the Providence Bulldog jerseys?
Really? Wow.
I think they were – Mr. Felker was talking about that at the lunch table. I think Friday night they went a little throwback and they had Providence Bulldog jerseys on. So maybe that inspired them to throw up some points.
My understanding is that Webster County returned two kickoffs, a punt, and an interception for touchdowns last night. So that's 28 points. That's a pretty big head start.
That is a pretty good.
Why can't we have a game like that?
I was going to say, you say those are cheap points, but, I mean, they all count the same.
They count the same, man. Those are hidden yards and hidden points. That's swing games for sure.
A couple of teams we're familiar with, Union County and Hopkins County Central, played last night. Union picked up another win 50-28, and I think the Braves are one of the better teams in the area this year.
I think Union County is a heck of a football team. Coach Johns is doing a good job. He's built up a nice little program over there, and they have an exceptional athlete playing quarterback. He could play running back or quarterback. He's getting better throwing the ball, and I would expect them to advance pretty far in the playoffs.
Paducah Tillman with a pretty easy time over Hoptown last night. 44-14 was the final score there. I think Tillman had them down, shut out for most of the night. Hoptown got a couple of scores late, but Tillman, another team that's really good this year.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about them because we don't play them. So I know I've seen them on film a little bit, and they got a lot of athletes everywhere on offense to fly around. So I expect them to probably advance far in the playoffs too.
Owensboro picked up a win over Graves County last night. It was 28-21, and, of course, we remember Graves County from last week, and former Tiger coach Will Barnes, assistant coach now at Owensboro, offensive coordinator, getting a win over Graves.
Actually, I thought that game would be – I thought Owensboro would be in by a couple more touchdowns. I do think that they were ahead by a couple touchdowns most of the game, and I think Graves kind of made it look closer at the end. But Graves, a well-coached team, solid team. But one thing, Owensboro had a really good – has a really good running back, and I knew that that Graves would have a hard time containing that kid. I think he had a big game.
Some games involving the second district in Class 2A last night, which is the district, the first district to be matched up with in the playoffs. Owensboro Catholic with a big win over Henderson County, 41-21. Fort Campbell beat Fort Knox, 42-13. And Todd County Central fell to McLean County, 46-28. And, you know, Owensboro Catholic, Fort Campbell, Todd County, those could all be potential opponents later on in the playoffs for us.
Yeah, that's I would expect Owensboro Catholic to win that district, but after that, I think it's pretty much a toss-up over who the next three people will be. So,
yeah. Big win for Madisonville North Hopkins last night over Marshall County, 70-30. And again, we've seen Madisonville this season. At halftime, though, according to the score we had, Marshall was up 15-14. So that must have been a heck of a second half for Madisonville.
I do think Marshall County has improved some this year. I've seen them competitive in some games that they haven't been in years past, so I think they are improved. But, you know, Madisonville has got a ton of athletes, and they got good athletes on the defensive line, on the offensive line. So if they quit getting so many penalties, they're going to be tough to beat.
Murray was scheduled to play Fulton County last night, but unfortunately that game had to be canceled. There was an issue. There was a wreck with a Fulton County bus on the way to the game last night, so they called that off. Murray still had homecoming. That was planned to be their homecoming game, and they hope to reschedule that game. But Murray, a district team, and we'll see them later in the year too.
Oh, yeah. And Murray, that's a big game that we've kind of got. I've been eyeing on our calendar. You know, I've seen them in person. Have a lot of film on them already. They're a good football team, and you know, I don't care what our record is. You know, when those district games come around, that's what we've been preparing for, and hopefully we can get it done when we play them.
You know, didn't mention this earlier when we were talking about Webster and Trigg, but you brought it up beforehand that that's a district game for those teams.
Oh, yeah. I think they have a 6-team district, so they've already started their district play. So
we've got another week. We've got Christian County next Thursday, and then Mayfield's coming to town the week after that.
Yeah.
I know you guys don't want to look ahead, but it's on the schedule.
It's there. It's first district game, you know, and you got to play the best team in the district. So they're really good, top 2-3 team in 2A in the state. So, you know, we can't focus on them. We got to focus on ourselves and focus on continuing to get better and, you know, just give ourselves the best opportunity we can going into that game.
Next two games at home. Actually had a 5-game stretch there where 4 are at home on the schedule, so that's always fun.
Yeah, I would much rather play at home. I don't even care if it's on a Thursday night than get on that bus and drive it out.
We've talked about the upcoming schedule for Caldwell County, and you know, this year there are a lot of big schools on there. When you look ahead to the next 2-year cycle for teams, what's kind of your plans with a McCracken County or a Graves County or a Christian County?
Well, I mean, Jeff's the AD, and he knows more about numbers than I do, probably, in alignments. Dr. Roach and I sat down one day last week, and we looked at the numbers, and we're close to 3A. So, you know, next year everything will be the same, but I think where there will be a reclassification after next year. We're okay. Close to 3A right now, you know, and if we were to go 3A, we would be in a bigger district. So obviously we'd have more district games. So some of these people are going to have to come off our schedule. So, I'm not worried about that yet. And, you know, we're not going to change our schedule for next year, but we'll definitely have to reevaluate it some, because if we have to replace some games with district games, we're going to get some of these people off.
Well, and my understanding is, Jeff, the next realignment, you don't have the option of trying to play up or move around. They're going to put you where your alignment or your enrollment puts you in the alignment.
Yeah, the Board of Control did away with that a couple meetings ago. And, you know, one of the things that I think clouds the issue for people is that some people do, some people don't. You have the option. So they just said, I think people were trying to take advantage of it and make it about things that other than what it was intended to be. So they just said, well, we're not going to allow you to do it anymore. So, like, some people would petition to play up and, you know, maybe play the geography card. But go back and look at their schedule, it really, you know, there was a lot of gamesmanship to say to do that for some teams. And so they just said, well, you're going to be where we put you, and that's just where you're going to play. So that's how it's going to be. And honestly, in my opinion, that's the way it should be. I mean, that's the way it is, and you should play that way. And I think they did it early on to kind of help appease some travel issues when they went to six classes. But I think that ship has sailed a little bit.
We're talking this morning with Caldwell County football coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. We are live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Need to get to a break on the show, but we'll come back and have more right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For 25 years, La Potosina Mexican Restaurant has been your choice for authentic Mexican food. They appreciate your business through the years. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Pair your favorite meals with your favorite margarita. Enjoy dining in or call in for carryouts. Call 270-365-3848 to place your order. La Potosina Mexican Restaurant with locations in Princeton and Marion. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. And thanks again for 25 great years.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Cady's. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
Your Planters Bank total checking account is now overflowing with benefits from the new Planters Perks Checking. Get new benefits accessible instantly from the exclusive Planters Perks app. New ways to waive your monthly service charge. Valuable savings at area businesses. And you can keep your total current checking access and benefits. Just download the Planters Perks app to get started. Planters Perks. Reason number 53 that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
The weatherman says it's time to get out of the house. Goodwin Insurance wants you to know they can insure all your toys. Boats, jet skis, ATVs, golf carts, well, you get the point. Goodwin Insurance is dedicated to finding you the best policy with the best service at an affordable price. Insure your toys with Goodwin so all you have to worry about is the fun. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
If you're involved in an auto accident, it's your choice where your vehicle is repaired. Some insurance companies refer you to pro shops because they give the insurance company discounts. But with those discounts, the insurance company has input on the parts used and might not always use what is best. At Trice Hughes Body Shop, they're not partnered with an insurance company, but they give the same lifetime limited warranty to the person who owns the vehicle at the time of repairs. Visit Trice Hughes in Princeton for your vehicle repairs.
The WPKY News Edge team is dedicated to keeping you informed around the clock. News, weather, and sports. Join us weekdays at 6:30, 7:30, noon, and 5. Plus 24/7 when you need it at WPKYonline.com and worldwide on the free WPKY app. The complete coverage you deserve from a proven partner. No fees, the way it should be. We are 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street this morning with Caldwell County football coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. Tigers falling at McCracken County last night. Got Christian County coming up next week, and we mentioned a couple times that's a Thursday game, but Jeff, maybe you can explain why we're playing on a Thursday next week.
Well, the reason we're playing on Thursday is because there are not enough officiating crews to cover all the scheduled games. So a couple weeks ago, Crittenden County had to move their McCracken County game to a Thursday, and other schools in the second region have had to adjust because there just aren't enough officials. So, you know, there's always a push, but there's a big push now for all sports, but in football is what we're talking about now. If someone's interested in officiating, the different official associations have gone out of their way to try to make it a little more manageable. They'll help you financially to get started, and then once you get started, You know, in football, you could probably work every night, but Wednesday night, if you want to make a little extra money, and in the other sports, it's the opportunities are endless as far as being able to officiate games and do that. And the pay has increased across the board for all those. So if you're a young person or not as young person and you're interested in getting back involved in sports, and you know, you want to, because we have to have officials to play. You have to have certified officials to play official games. And, you know, most places won't let you play because of insurance without them. So there's an opportunity there to make a little money, and there's definitely a need in just about every sport.
Well, we'd gotten to the point where a lot of schools wanted 7 officials for each game instead of 5, but it's getting tough to find 7 people to go do a game.
Yeah, we've told Mr. Davis, the assigning secretary, that we'll take 5 if that means we get to play. So we didn't have to move because we wanted 7. This week, you guys had mentioned a couple other teams that started district play. And so when you start deciding who gets official crews and who doesn't, it starts with district play. So, you know, since we were playing a non-district opponent, and most of the other teams had either moved a game already or were playing a district opponent, that kind of left us as being able to. And, you know, I talked to their – we were at an AD meeting when we kind of made the change, and I talked to their AD about moving this to a Thursday night, and they agreed to move it to Thursday. And this is the one that Coach McClung had said he would agree to move to a Thursday. So we just kind of ended up moving it to Thursday. Unfortunately, it ended up being the one that we had planned for homecoming. But, you know, sometimes you just have to do those things. And, you know, Miss Griggs has done a great job adjusting the homecoming schedule to kind of fit the week, and I think it'll be a big fun week for the kids and be a memorable night for a homecoming court, and hopefully we can go out and play well to boot.
One thing that I find a little interesting, and of course the average person might not think about it, but you used to have WKC officials. You know, the crews were WKC.
Right.
Now they're first region and second region.
Right. Yeah, the WKC and kind of still exists. It's basically the first region officials, and there's the second region officials have kind of got their own assigner. And, you know, I think in the long run it's probably better for second region schools because we're together and everything else, so that the ADs can get together, and football is not its own separate thing. And, you know, there's some cross-district things that you have to worry about in football that you don't have to worry about in baseball and basketball and stuff like that. But overall, I think we kind of – it's a little more solid group as far as, you know, we're all close. When we go to our AD meetings, we all see and we talk to each other, so we can kind of tackle things and as stuff comes up. I know it's – logistically it's tough sometimes, and there are some borrowing from crews from one, you know, association to the next when the need arises. But – and we've had a first region crew so far. We didn't have any issues with those guys. And it's not a contentious thing, but – I think overall it works out better for the second region football schools to kind of have their own assigner. And, you know, I couldn't imagine trying to navigate this mess of officials with, you know, you double the amount of schools or whatever. So.
Well, you know, early in the year we had the same problem in soccer, but I think they've actually picked up some officials.
I think they have, and, you know, the soccer deal is kind of – we were really worried, you know, early on the first few weekends of soccer some schools lost a lot of games because they were playing, you know, out of region opponents. And, you know, we were fortunate enough, knock on wood, that we haven't had to miss a game because of officials. Rescheduling games is always a big issue, but I think they've added some officials, and, you know, they've kind of moved some things around to where they've gotten a lot of these games covered. And, you know, it's been dicey a little bit, but, you know, that's just the nature of the beast right now. So, you know, young person, you know, one of the things that you can get licensed now at 14 and 15 to cover below your age level games. So if, you know, someone who's out there interested in getting into officiating, you can start, you know, before you graduate high school and cover middle school games and stuff like that. And so there's a big push to kind of up the officials number across the nation. Game officials have dropped off, or this generation just hasn't picked up the baton. And so they're doing some things to try to make it enticing to people who want to stay involved in sports and continue to officiate. And, you know, as coaches and fans and parents, we have to do our part and not be too hard on those folks. And, you know, and I'm as guilty as the next person, probably more so in some cases. We have to kind of, you know, temper our frustrations and kind of keep our comments to ourselves. And, you know, the biggest reason people aren't getting into it is they start and then they quit because, you know, they didn't feel like they were appreciated. So we got to do our part to make them feel appreciated.
So do we have 7 officials for next week?
I don't know. I have to look. I think it's just 5.
I usually get an email on Monday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know. It's in our program that we said. I just haven't looked for next week yet.
Again, Christian County coming to town next week. That's a Thursday game. Tigers falling last night at McCracken County, but looking a lot better, especially on the offensive side. And Coach McClung, we've talked about playing the two quarterbacks. And, of course, the old saying is if you're playing two quarterbacks, you really don't have any quarterbacks. But I don't think that's the case here. I think you've got two guys that are both capable of moving the team and probably pretty even right now as far as quarterbacks go.
You know, and I think it's good for them. You know, that they're both supportive of each other. And when one of them makes a good play, the other one's there encouraging them. And I talked to the kids at the beginning of the year, and I preach this to them. I don't need somebody who's pigeonholed at a position. We don't have an 80-man roster where guys can just do one thing. I need football players. And both of the quarterbacks, they're football players. They both play defense. They both can run the ball. They both, you know, so that's what we need right now. We need kids that are football players that can go out and do multiple things and are competitive kids. And they're both those kind of kids. So, you know, we're going to ride with both of them right now.
Do you know before the game who's going to play which series, or is that just kind of a feel thing as to who runs out there?
Well, I leave it up to Coach Stallings because he coaches the quarterbacks. So it's just kind of a feel thing. You know, if somebody plays well, we're going to play the other one. And the good thing about it, you know, if one of them gets tired or nicked on defense, where we've already got another one ready to go. I think that's the best thing we can do right now is try to develop both of them. And, you know, when we get at the end of this season going into next year, you know, maybe it'll clarify itself. But right now I just got two good football players out there trying to learn a position better.
Do you have a little different package for each quarterback?
Not really. I mean, they both run the same things. Obviously, Jack is better running downhill, where Daylon can get out and run. You know, Jack's a righty and Daylon's a lefty. So when we roll out, obviously we want to let Jack roll right and Daylon roll left. So hopefully it'll pay off, you know, being able to develop those two quarterbacks. One's a freshman, one's a sophomore. So moving down the road, we shouldn't have to worry about the quarterback position. So we've got two kids that can get the job done.
Talking this morning with Caldwell County coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Depositing checks into your Planters Bank checking account just got even easier. In addition to stopping by any of our convenient locations, you can now deposit checks for free, even on the go. It's like having a Planters Bank teller wherever you are. With a simple snap from your smartphone's camera, your check deposit is in the bank. Planters Bank Deposit. Reason number 43, that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
Local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. From field to feedlot, if you need a tractor that can multitask as well as you do, then you need to visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville and check out a Case IH Farmall 100A Series tractor. These tractors are tough, versatile, and an excellent value. With four models available in cab or non-cab versions and two-wheel drive or optional mechanical front-wheel drive configurations, you're sure to find one that's right for your operation and budget. See H&R AgriPower for more details on Case IH Farmall 100A Series tractors.
This harvest season, Pennyrail Electric reminds us all to make electrical safety a priority and plan ahead. Here are some tips to keep in mind. Training your team is vitally important. When working near power lines, always use a spotter. If your machinery does come into contact with an electrical line, unless there's a fire, stay in the cab. And always call 911 immediately to report the accident. Pennyrail Electric, empowering our members and the communities we serve since 1937.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When we say
classic hits,
we mean
I just died on your arms tonight. 8675309. All right now.
Benny and the Jets. My ears will be secure.
Listen to WPKY worldwide at
WPKYonline.com.
WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Back with Caldwell County football coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley. We're at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery this morning, and we appreciate them sponsoring Saturday Morning Quarterback and allowing us to set up here for the second straight season to do our Saturday morning show. Tigers falling at McCracken County last night. Got Graves County coming up, or not Graves County, Christian County coming up next week out at Tiger Stadium on a Thursday night game. And Coach, we mentioned several times this morning about your rotation at quarterback, but, you know, that's not the only place you guys are rotating some players.
No, we rotate some offensive linemen in. Keenan Alexander played half the game at guard. I watched film this morning. He did a good job. I thought Caden Riley did a good job. So I think competition is good for us. It's good, good to have kids know that they have to play well to stay in the game. You know, Landry Dunbar has been playing tackle for us a lot of the year, and now he gets in a package where he lines up at a tight end. He's doing a good job. Good kids that just do whatever we ask, and that's what we need. But we want to rotate a lot of kids in. You know, Cam Wilson, we haven't mentioned him with our receivers, but he's playing a lot of receiver for us. He didn't get a lot of targets last night, but he blocked a bunch, you know, and that's something he's going to be really good. You know, he's a freshman. Derek Wilson started outside linebacker for us. He was a little overmatched last night. They were pretty big, but he's a freshman. He plays hard. You know, we got two sophomore inside linebackers that are making a lot of tackles. You know, those kids keep working. They ought to move up pretty high on the tackle list by the end of their career, you know, because they're going to get a lot of opportunities. So we're developing some young kids that we think can be future stars for us. And, you know, Keenan is just a sophomore. He's rotating in. So we look forward to the future being promising with these young guys having all this experience for next year.
Well, you go back to the offensive line, and unfortunately in football it seems like those guys never get their name called unless they get caught holding or something. That's the only time they ever get their name called.
That's so right. And, and when they play well, the running back has a bunch of yards rushing, or the quarterback has a bunch of yards passing, so they get all the recognition. But, you know, that's okay. You know, that's our lot in life. You know, we get out there and we sacrifice ourselves and we work hard, so we win. And that's you know, I try to tell them, I probably don't tell them enough, but that's why it's the best position there is in football. You know, because you're not doing it for individual glory. You're doing it to try to win games. So,
but offensive line is the least appreciated position in sports, maybe.
It definitely is. Well, it's not in the NFL because those guys make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Left tackles are very much appreciated and paid well in the NFL. So,
well, back when the St. Louis Rams were really good, back around 99, 2000, and everybody talked about Kurt Warner and those receivers and Marshall Faulk at running back. They won the Super Bowl because they had one of the best offensive lines in the NFL, and Kurt Warner never got touched all season.
Yeah.
So, but nobody talks about that.
Well, the real fans do.
Yeah.
You know, people that really know football, that's one thing that you, when you talk to them, that you can kind of judge how much they really know. If they know a lot about offensive line and the offensive linemen in particular, they probably know a lot about football.
But I always thought that's why Mayfield was good year in and year out. And, Jeff, maybe you can talk to that some too. They were always so good up front.
Yeah, that's where it starts. I mean, you know, that's the offensive line is the biggest position group on the field pretty much on any team at any time. I mean, sometimes people go five wides, I guess, but not all the time. Those guys are always out there, and, you know, they've got to go and they got to live vicariously through somebody else most of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, that it's a tough group, and you got to be a tough kid to play it. You can't be dumb. You know, the old adage about being a dumb lineman, well, that's not true, because you have to be a – there are calls that those kids are making, and they're making calls and adjustments, and, you know, the defense doesn't stay the same every time, and they move, and you have to adjust and see those things. And, you know, those are tough things to do in a short notice. And then, you know, on every snap, they're hitting somebody, or they should be, and somebody's trying to hit them, and that's all just kind of part of the mix. So those guys are quiet. Most of our guys are quiet, hardworking kids that don't miss weightlifting, and they come and they work hard and they do what you ask them to do. And if you ask them to play another position, they'll do it. If you ask them to, you know, whatever the team needs, and they're all been pretty good kids about that. So.
Well, the smart running back is the one that after he scores goes and congratulates his offensive line first.
Try to include those guys as much as you can. I know Coach Matt Gowan has always said, hey, you better find those guys and give them five, because you wouldn't get it done without them. So.
Again, Tigers falling last night down in McCracken County, but Christian County coming in on Thursday next week. Coach McClung, give us our quick scouting report for the Christian County Colonels coming in here.
Well, we got to contain big plays, obviously, because they got some big play guys. They got a good quarterback that can throw and run. So, defensively, we want to make sure that we don't give up long touchdowns. You know, if they're going to score, we need to make them drive. And then offensively, we just need to continue doing what we did Friday night, except without the turnovers. We need to play ball control. We need to move the ball down the field. We need to eat up a lot of clock. When I watched our huddle video, we had 144 clips of total plays in that game, and our previous games were only running like 110, 115 plays. So we want to run a lot of plays. We want to avoid getting down a couple scores. We want to keep the game close and competitive and give our offense a chance to win the game at the end.
All right. Well, good luck to you guys next week, and thanks for coming in and being on the show this morning.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
Those are Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Jeff Riley here at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Appreciate them coming in this morning and being on Saturday Morning Quarterback. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.